Oris Rishon did not hear, right?
Correct.
No, he did not hear. So the father's by himself?
No, but Oris is still alive. We wait till he hears.
No, I'm saying he's still alive. But the next day goes.
Wait a second. Is the Oris alive? He's alive. If he's alive, the father has a partner. He has to wait till his partner hears and reacts.
Oh, very good. So, and how about the Oros was discouraged?
Or died?
Discouraged.
Well, was the Shilas Gerishin? We had a Shilas Gerishin Kakama or not?
But how can...
I don't want to get involved in that. If you want to get involved in that, we will get involved in that, but I don't know why you're getting involved in that now.
No, because we're having...
Why don't we say he died? It's a simpler case instead of discouraged.
Can it be discouraged? It only be a kakama if you heard, right?
Right. Gerishin kakama. Right. Gerishin kakama can only be if you heard. If
right.
you didn't hear, Gerishin can't be a kakama.
He did not lose out. This is talking about Oris Rishon.
There is no Oris Sheni if he never heard.
Right. I'm saying so. It has to be an Oris not hear. The vote that day
is meaningless. Correct. Dr. Harris did not say anything different than that. What Dr. Harris was trying to tell you is if the Oris Rishon died that day, and there's no Oris Sheni that day, the father is in total control.
Whether or not the first turn.
That's what he was trying to tell you, and he's 100% right.
According to
everybody. If the Oris Rishon never heard,
even if he did hear,
not Beis Shammai now, not the second rush of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. The Oris Rishon heard. He died, and there's no Oris Sheni. Father takes over. Yeah, he didn't do anything, right? Or he wasn't Mekayim before. Yeah. So he's right. He's 100% right. I don't know what point you were digging yourself. You said one case, he said another case. It's not a contradiction to each other. Again, I heard you fellas arguing.
I didn't.
You don't have to answer it. Honestly, makes no difference to the Olam that's on the phone. Whether
the
you and Dr. Harris were arguing or weren't arguing.
People here also, but it means that they're not in a separate group.
No, they're not. Except
they
people here get to see your facial expressions.
Not mine, it's Rebbe's.
Dr. Mishnah
Weiter. You should look at the Rebbe.
Fine, I understand. Derech Tamid HaChamim. It is the way of Tamid HaChamim. Actually, I said, Bita Yaisem Yetzlai, before his daughter left his Rishus, I'm Bezim and Bez the Mishnah. And I started the recording. Actually, I said, Bita Yaisem Yetzlai, before his daughter left him, I'm in luck on the Dharm Chanadar to Betel Bez Yarem Mufarim. Pashup Shat, the Mishnah seems to say he does not know any Nadarim. He walks over there and says, any netter you made that I am in control of, remember there's a way most Rishayim seem to learn, it's only Nadarim Shabbeinu Lubeinu and Inui Nefesh. He can't be made for the Nadarim that don't affect him or are not afflicting, even though that's a Machlokes Rishayim by a father. B'chein Abau, the Aris, actually Tekadas Rishus Aitoshi becomes his Nesua, and at that point he can't be made for Bekaidman. I'm like on the Dharm should have died to actually tickness of the Rishusi. All the Dharm you made as an Arusa, Harehe Mufarin. Why does he do that? So basically they try to clean her slate before her chuppah. So therefore she enters her chuppah with no Nadarim there. The father took care of all his Nadarim from the minute she turned 11. And the Aris takes over all, takes care of all the Nadarim that happened during Arusa time. He joins the father on that Afara. So it's all canceled again if it's Varm Shemeinu Lubeina or Inui Nefesh. Hold on a second, doctor. Yes, doctor. Great.
So, but when the Nadarim, where are the Nadarim Chal? Does it have to be like over Bas Mitzvah or something for the Tuchal? Or like,
if you heard me, I said 11 in a day because at that point, it's in the Duran of Duncan.
Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Harris.
What if she gets married the same day that he does it?
Who cares?
He can't. He's got, all right, it's out. Anything before there is...
I lost you. Kreitman. The minute she gets married, it starts new. It's a whole new ballgame.
He's completely out.
Right. That day's a doubleheader. First half, she's in Arusa. Second half, she's in Asua. Correct.
No, no, I'm saying before she gets married. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm saying from the same woman to Aris. Even if she even a netter, even she has an Aris the same day, it doesn't matter. Because she made it while she was single.
No, Aris is made for Bekaitman.
I'm saying that's what I'm saying. The same, as long as it's the same
day. I have no idea what you're asking me.
She makes a vow that the day, that in the morning, he knows all her vows, the father.
He doesn't do it before Arison. He could. But that's not the case. But that's not the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is actually twice to be to Yitzhak Ezra.
Before he goes out of his own jurisdiction, that's before she gets the.
Again. If you want to, I don't argue with that. Rabbeinu Artskol says that.
I'm saying that.
Take a look at the Rush, okay? Let's just learn from it. Not that you can't do that, by the way.
Right.
But that's not the case in the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Zog the Rush. Actually, it's a BTITMS. But Kaidim Knisas L'Chuppah. When she's in Arusha already, she's going into the Chuppah, he's going to lose all his rights. Now, if you want to do it before Arison, go right ahead and do it, and it's over and done with.
Even if she gets back to get Arison the same day.
Who cares? He did it. It's Mufar.
Right.
It's no different than the Suin the same day. The Chuppah's called for 3 o'clock at 2:58. He calls his daughter in and he says, I'm being paid for all the storm till now. And the Aris is there, chimes in and says, so am I. Or under the Chuppah, they both turn to her and say, we are made for all the storm you did till now. Right before he says, I react conventionally. Well, the Aris can't do it, I'm sorry.
No.
After I react conventionally, before they call up the first bracha.
No. So what he's trying to say, Rebbe, now you find two more
aiden. Okay, we went through this yesterday.
No, I'm saying it's like with the bris. Be'av l'ishto l'shivcha from this.
Right there. Something about it right there. By Rami Bar Chama. Now, Rami Bar Chama is going to ask Shaila, which sounds like our Mishnah. So the Gemara recognizes that as well. So let's give the Gemara a chance. By Rami Bar Chama, Baal ma'ashi'efer b'loy shmiya. Can he be made for a netter that he never heard? The Pasuk says, Vashama Isha, her husband hers. Now, the truth is that same child could have been asked about a dad. Rami Bachama asked it about a husband, right? Who's after his marriage, who decides one morning to get up and be made for all that the garment his wife made since the chuppah. Can he do it or not? The same question can be asked about the father. Can a father get up any morning he wants to and be made for the garment his daughter made up till then? Or could they do this thing that the Mishnah talked about, be made for the daughter? They never heard it.
So he gets to do
Kaidman? No Kaidman means before Nisuan. He can do nothing before Nisuan. That's not Kaidman.
I get it. Nisuan is a new parsha. So a year after Nisuan, he could
be made for the last year's worth, correct.
That he didn't hear.
That's the Shaila. Mm-hmm. Can he or can't he? The Pasuk says, Vishama Isha. Now, the Rishonim speak out, the same Shaila could have been asked about a dad. We're not picking on a husband now. We're asking one of the two. The Shaila is pertinent to the other one just as well.
I don't hear the question. A husband can't
make sure
I've never
even heard.
I'm just
saying, but... Well, the Torah says, Shama Isha, can you please tell me what the Torah meant? That's the Shaila to Gemara. Is the Shama Isha Daska who he has to hear? I love Davku. Zakdarash. Mao Shiever Bloishmiya. To God. Shiyare Shemin Nadra Ishtai. He's afraid his wife made a netter. The Amra im Nadra Yumafar. Buadin Zakdarash. The Baav Nami Matsilimiboy. This could have been asked about that as well. Zakta Gemara to Amar Rabba Tashima. Okay? Now that we're going to spend the next almost a blot discussing this. I mean, almost. We'll see. Amar Rabba Tashima. Derech Tamid HaChachamim, it is the way of Tamid HaChachamim. Atchlo Yatzis Isha Mibayatzloi, Bitamiyatzloi. Before his daughter left him, Aymulak on the Dharam Shanadarta Betes Beisyare Mufarim. Vala Shama, he didn't hear. So how can he be made for? Zok de Gemara, Lichishama, where am I? Right. Vala Shama, Zok de Gemara, Lichishama, who the made for? The proof is he gets up and says, any darm you made, he didn't hear him. How can he be made for him? You know, you have to hear it. And for the... I haven't. You know, give me at least 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And for the Gemara, b'chishama, who the mefer. He's being made for it when he hears it. Meaning, he can't be made for now. Fact the Gemara, imkankila shamalah lelameimar. So when he didn't hear it, so why is he saying anything? He didn't hear it yet. Manushik, he told me he has to hear it. So why is he telling his daughter, oh, the darm I made, and you made to be mufer? Zag the Gemara, urcha kamashmalan, urcha the tzurvim rabbanan, lahaduri. It is the way of Tamid HaChachamim to try to get the kids to tell them the Nadar. You tell your daughter, any Nadar you made, she'll say, oh, I made this, I made this, I made this, I made this. I'm made for But not the fact you can be made for without knowing what it is. This is a ploy to tell your daughter, I'm being made for all your Nadarim, and she responds and says, oh, you didn't know about this one, and you didn't know about this one, and you didn't know about this one. And he says, I'm made for Rush, Dr. Rush. Now over here, there's going to be an interesting rush. We're going to have to say in Yiddish, half cup. Dr. Rush, the Chishama Udamev, Malishama Amad Mahadiyah for Abel Hashmiya. The Chishama Udamev, Pirish Arab Reblazer, the Chishama Yafarla, Vafara Diktani, Beloy Shama, Lemahani Midi. The Afara he did without hearing is ineffective. If it doesn't help, so what's he doing it for? She hears that fara. Yaitzamipiv come out of his mouth. He swore a shikai mufara. She, since she didn't go to seminary where they taught Hilchos Nedarim. So she thought that the father was just made for all her nadarim. She doesn't know it doesn't work. So she tells him her nadarim because she thinks her father just nullified them. Well, who made for that? He's made for.
Okay, to say, tell me your
nadarim.
What's this?
Because she's not going to do it necessarily.
On the other hand,
once she heard she was made for, she might as well share what she had done.
No, the opposite. He's made for her, and she thinks it's made for already, so it's no worse, worthless what she even, why would you say it after the fact? If it's all made for her, and she went to the wrong seminary, she thinks it's all made for her.
Right.
So what is she gaining on the deal?
Not gaining a thing.
Good.
But the derech of people is, once you made it not negeya, they might as well share what they did. Whereas if negeya, she doesn't want you to know. She doesn't want you to know that she banned herself from A, B, and C, that she hasn't eaten apples in the last 6 years, not 6 years, whatever it is, last year and a year, half a year, because she made the netter. She doesn't want her father to know her from chitin or lack of from chitin, whatever it is. But now that it's not Negeya, she says, oh, by the way, I had this letter and this letter and this letter.
I don't think it's really
I can't hear you.
It's taking a big risk. It's very risky because she will think that everything is over. And she might not say over everything. And then she'll go and be over the Avera.
That's a great question. I don't have an answer. But Tamid HaChachamim, I guess, relied on nature of women. That they will spill the beans. Again, you're arguing and saying that you might not do it. Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, the mission of the Tamid HaChachamim felt that knowing women, this is what happened.
We fell for it. Until now, we fell for it.
What do you mean?
Questions
about it. We believed it was...
I said that. I said that right away.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I didn't say the question's not better than the answer. I said, obviously, that's what you have to say. If not, or I should have had a bad bomb question. How can you do that? Women might not say and then think it was mufer. But I'm just reading a rush. No, but this, basically, yeah. Zakta Gemara, Zakta Rush, right? Okay. Umihu. Now, the rush is going to make a point here. The Kaman got me plucked into Rablezer Rabbanon. Later on, the Gemara is going to make a machloikus or blezer Rabbanon. If a woman can say, if a man can say, again, we're not learning that sugya now, so I'm just bringing it in as a reference point. That a man leaves town and he says, any of the darm you make while I'm out of town should be mufar. So Rablezer says it works, and Rabbanon say it doesn't work. The Gemara wants to prove from there again that you don't have to hear the neder. And the Gemara answers there, the Amar, the Chishamana. Now, Zogtarash, the Kamen Gabi Pukhtad Rabbaz of Rabbanon. Mashma, the Hafara Rishayna Mahani. There it's Mashma, that once he hears, the first Hafara kicks in. Not that he has to be remade for it, like Rablezer Mimith just said. No. The minute he hears the neder, now he heard, that afara he made 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, now kicks in. The Gemara is mashma that way. Why? Because the Gemara there asks, why is he being made for the dorm before he leaves town? Why can't he be made for the dorm when he hears about it? So the Gemara says, because he might be busy then. So he decides, let me do it when I have time. I'll be made for the Nidorim. That way when I hear about it and my mind's occupied with 50 things and I won't be made for, I won't lose out. Mash, do the made for. I'm sorry. For v'tayel afara rishayna. Dr. Rush, if you learn the Gemara Vayter, it's clear. We're going to get into the specifics as we go along. Now the Gemara says there, he says, I want to be made for it. Before I leave town, he says, I'll be made for it. The Gemara answers, it's not more for now. It's more for when he hears about it. In fact, the Gemara says, I'll be made for it when you hear about it. And for the Gemara, the guy thinks I might be busy. And therefore, I won't be able to be made for it when I hear about it. Right? And therefore, he's made for it now. Now, if it doesn't, if he has to be remade for it, so what has he gained? So Dr. Rush is a riot from that Gemara. That once he hears, that Afara he did before kicks in. He has to hear, but he has to hear, and then it kicks in what he did before. That's what the Rush proves from that Gemara.
At what point does this actually work?
When he hears the netter, then the Afara kicks in. You want to know if it's retroactive or not? I don't think so. But then again, I don't know.
Earlier declaration should be effective now.
Right.
So it's not a proof that you can do without hearing?
No. No, not at all. The Rush is interested. The Rebbelezim Emit said there has to be a rehafara. When his daughter tells him the Nadarim, he has to say again, Mufalukhi. And the Gemara Mashma later on, that he does not. Now, the Rush is not finished yet. He's still in middle, so I would like to finish the Rush. The Yaid, the Eitzarach Lahefer Kashiyishma, Mahavirbanam Plev Yale. The Rabbanan argues there and say, when you say it before you go out of town, it doesn't work. For whatever reason, we're going to get it. Now, if he's going to be remade for, why doesn't it work? He's being made for now that he heard about it. Why would Rabbanan argue on this tactic? If he always saying is, he tells him before he leaves, I'm being made for the Nadarim. And then when he comes back, he has to hear it and be made for anyway. So number one is, what did he gain? The Gemara answered, he gains in case he was busy. Well, if it doesn't work, he's going to have to be remade for anyway. And why would Rabbanan argue if he's remade for?
This call is no longer being recorded.
Why? Hilchach Nirali, it seems to me, the Meivula Kiloima, Lixiyishma, Tayil Hafara Shahavar Kvar. Dr. Raj, I argue in Rabbezim Emits. I'm saying that if he's made for it, and the Gemara answered, he has to hear it. He doesn't have to be remade for. The husband, the father can tell the daughter before she goes into the chuppah, any netter you made is made for. Now, she will spill the beans. Because if she doesn't spill the beans, it would be a proof you don't have to hear it. The Gemara is saying, you do have to hear it. But he doesn't have to be remade for. The minute she tells him the netter, what he was made for 20 minutes ago, kicks in. Zogta Rush Mihu, there's a difference in the word the Gemara uses later than the Gemara uses here. Later on, the Gemara says he's l'chi shamana when I hear. V'hacha k'siv l'chi shama hu d'mefer. L'chi shama. Here it says l'chi shama hu d'mefer, which is mashmi, has to be re-mefer. And later on, it just says l'chi shamana. It doesn't say I'll be mefer. So derush u'mashma shetzarach leimer harei mufarin l'chashma. This Gemara is mashma like Rav Lezer emits. I prove from the later Gemara that it will kick in. But I can prove from this Gemara that it doesn't kick in. Because the Gemara says, L'chishama hu d'mefer. Those are the words of the Gemara. Ubi and Acher le'tayel afar. It's not in another way, it won't help.
It's like Shemana
the Shema. It's not Shema Shemana as much as L'chishama hu d'mefer. It's our Gemara. And there it doesn't say, L'chishama hu d'mefer. I'm sorry. Mashma shetzarach leimer, harei mufarim l'kshashma. It is mufarim when I hear. B'yinacha l'toyal afar l'blazer. Hilka chavinami afar l'mefreya, kibin sham l'beferish l'kshashma. Avu hocha, let me explain it. There's a different issue here. There's a difference between here and the Gemara later. The Gemara later, this husband's married to her. He plans to be married to her to 120. So he says, I'll be made for when I hear. L'chishaman, it should be mufer. When I hear, it should be mufer. He tells it to her. I'm being made for all your nedarim when it should be chal when I hear. So when he hears, it's chal. This father here is stuck because in 20 minutes from now, she's leaving his rishus. And he can't be made for now that it should be chal after the wedding. He's losing his control. He has to be made for now before she goes to the wedding. So he can't tell her, I'll be made for when I hear about it. Because he might hear about it in a week from now and he won't be able to be made for it, therefore this afara won't work. So therefore his tactic is for her to say it. He wants to hear it now. So therefore there he's remade for. Because he didn't tell her, I'm being made for now for when I hear about it. He can't do that. Because if he tells her I'm being made for when I hear about it, he'll never hear about it. Till after the wedding and then it's over. I'm sorry, I'm just explaining again. There's a difference in this dad and this bow by the chuppah, the oris, than a regular husband. A regular husband has another 40 years that he can hear about the netter. So he can tell her beferish, I'm being made for you in the dorm now for when I hear about it. And if he never hears about it, it's not mufar, maybe, according to the Shiloh Gemara, if he has the hair. And if he never hears, it won't be mufar. If he hears, it'll kick in at that point. Because he's not under a time pressure. The father here is under a time pressure. Telling his girl, I'll be made for it when I hear about it, she only has 15 minutes that she has to keep it from him, and he'll never be able to, it won't be chal. Therefore, he has to say, I'm made for it. Hoping she'll say it, and he'll be made for it then. So an Agamari taka has to be remade for it. Because he's not telling her, Beferish, I'm made for it when I hear. His wife, he can say that. When I find out about it, she'll be mufar. Because we're going now that he has to hear the netter. There's a shayla of the Gemara. On the tzad that he has to hear the netter, in a place where there's no time constraint, he can say now, it'll be mufar when I hear about it. He says it Beferish. It'll be mufar when I hear about it. And at that moment, it'll kick in when he hears about it.
When is he making this statement? When exactly?
He's leaving town.
He's already in she's in the sewer.
Yes, he's a husband that's going to live with his wife Mirtisha for the next 90 years. Again, there's a difference between the case of chuppah and a regular husband. That's what the Rosh is saying. Reb Lezer Mimitz is right in this Gemara. That in this Gemara, he has to be remade for it again. Because he didn't speak out. It should be mufar when I hear about it. He doesn't want to say that. It should be moved when I hear about it. He'll never hear for the next 20 minutes, and then he can't be made for anymore. So he says it's mufer. She falls for it and tells him that it's arum. He's made for again. She never said it should kick in when I hear, because then he has to speak out. And if he speaks it out, he's not going to hear. So it's a time constraint. Since he's dealing with a time constraint, it's a different story than the Gemara later on, when the guy's not dealing with a time constraint. Therefore, he speaks it out. Mufer l'chi shamana. It should be mufer when I hear. And then he doesn't have to be remade for. So the Rush is pointing out, Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz has shot in this Gemara, but it's not shot in the next Gemara. You can be made for that it should kick in the future when you hear. But this is not what this father wants to do. Let's read the Rush inside. Zag the Rush. Hilkach nearly. By me, it's the first wide of mine. I don't know what it is in your print. Hilkach nearly. The chishama hu de mefer la kloimar. The chishma toil hafara shefer kvar. Me, Zag the Rush, I got a problem. Because in this Gemara it says, "V'chol asarim kasev l'kamon dama l'chishamana." He says l'chishamana. V'hogeksim l'chishama hu de mefer. Listen to the difference in the Gemara. Here it says, "When he hears, he'll be mefer." There it says, "He says to her, I'm mefer when I hear. It should be chal when I hear." So the Rambam should start and claim, "I am mufarim l'chashma." That he has to speak it out in that Gemara. U'binyan achel loytayal far l'blezer. Only if he says, it should be moved from what I hear. Therefore, the Afara works, by the way, the Rush throws in the Mefreya. It works retroactive. Since he said, when I hear it should kick in, it kicks in retroactive. Somebody asked me that before. Is it retroactive? Why doesn't he say that? Sharia medes miyad lantus mishusai. She's leaving his rishus. He can't be made for what he's going to hear after she leaves his rishus. Even though she made the netter when she was in his rishus, given the bites of shalat by afaru, he'll kechain afaru meilus. Let me be afraid of meilus. So the Rush is saying that the reason the Gemara changes his language is because there's a difference in halacha. In this Gemara, he has to be made for now. He doesn't have a choice to say, I'll be made for later. He's not in his rishus later. Therefore, he has to say, I'm made for, hoping she'll spill the nedarim, and he can be made for it now. In that Gemara, he's telling her, I'm made for my nedarim when I hear about it. I want you to know, any nedar you make, I'm being made for that it should kick in. When I hear about it, it should kick in retroactive. Yes?
Where's the difference? I mean, how, maybe not a good question, but it's right before he's going to be, the Baal is going to be Dumasur. He's still a Rusa. He says, Likisha Hashima. And now, after he's married to her, he hears the Dharm that we're kiting.
Can't. Ain't a Baal made for the kiting.
Aye, it's retro.
It can't be retro because there he needed a partner.
Okay, now the father said the same thing. It doesn't work. It
doesn't work.
Okay.
And if the Baal was late,
I told him that, yeah.
Not because of a partner, because it only works retroactively if Shemiah at the time when he can be late.
It is.
Again.
The husband hears in the time that he can be made for.
I understand the father and the
He's asking the Shiloh. The Aura says to her, I'm made for the Darm, and he hears it after the suit. Can it kick in or not? That's his Shiloh.
The father was made for
that.
No, maybe that does work. Maybe not, maybe yes. No, but he's talking about Stam. The artist wants to do it to kick him by itself.
I want to know the other case where all we need is one of them. The other one already did it.
The father was made for. He knew about the Nadarim. The artist never had B'yam Shammai. And then he said to her, when I hear it to be Mufar, can it kick in retroactive? Probably can. Why not?
Maybe the Shmiah has to be at a time when he could do it himself.
It is.
No, it's
Kaidner.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's my writer. Tashimami Sefer. The Kainabau actually declared us with Susai. I'm a law. Yeah, there's going to be a riot in this Gemara. I'm a law, he says to her, any net that you make should be mufer. Hakanami Dama law, Lechishamana. He says it should be mufer when I hear. Now he's going to hear after the marriage. And it works. The father was Mefer. The husband wasn't Mefer. He can say, Lechi Shemana. There's the answer to your question.
Why did that work?
Because he can be Mefer the Nedarim now for when he hears about it. He'll hear about it when he's in charge.
But now it's Kugman. He can't do it now. He couldn't possibly do it.
His father did it already. Zuck Rashi. Father did it, and she told him that the Darim, he was made for it. The Aris never heard him yet. He can tell his Arusa, I'm being made for the Darim when I hear about him. And when he hears about it, it'll kick in retroactive. Because when he hears about it, it's his wife.
Is he still a partner with his father?
The father did his half.
But now that he's married to her,
he's by himself. But it's kicking in retroactive when he was a partner.
But if his father-in-law didn't do it...
So then he can't do it.
It works retroactively also.
No, can't, because at that point he needed a partner.
Once he's married, he still has a partnership going on with his father.
Only in the dorm that happened prior to marriage. But he can't be made for Bekaitman. He has no control over previous
adorn. Father-in-law dies?
Well, she had a nice husband. Nothing he can do.
He can't be made for that.
No. It's an interesting child, but he's not wrong. I'm not sure. The father was made for her, Yom Shammai, the day of the Chuppah. The Aris told her when I hear to kick in retroactive. The father died a week later. The Aris found out 3 days after the father died. I made up 3 days. Now, if it kicks in retroactive, at that point there was a father who had been made for her, and he's the second partner. At this point, the father is gone.
Happens if he hears about it 3 days while he's...
Claire, it should be okay. It should be Wolfer.
That means he doesn't need a partner.
He did. He had the partner. The partner did his half.
There is a run previous that says when he dies, the far is bottled.
That goes into my rush. Doesn't learn that way. Yes. It's my colleague is around the rush. Correct. We learned the rush, so...
But the rush is that the bowel takes them to the cover, where he wants sheet them. The bowel also is good. It goes...
Yeah, I said the rush didn't learn this bit of thing. Okay, it's fine.
But anything that happens after Nisuin, the husband himself after Nisuin, he can never tell his Chala, whatever you call her. You know, you might have made the Durham before we had...
It means nothing. You can't do it. Ain't about me, because...
While they were still and then the father said it and didn't hear it until after the
Nisuin.
Why does that work?
That's because it was out of his Rishus when it's supposed to go.
And that's worse than just the fact that it was Kliman and not in his Rishus. The Baal, he said it does work.
I brought a rifle in the Gemara that it works.
Because his place was getting strengthened in one way.
See, if it's from the Freya. See, in one way, it's the same, in one way, it's totally different.
I
and obviously, the Gemara is stressing the different, not the same.
What's the stamina, Rusa? If the father's neighbor dies, the guy didn't hear about it,
can't do anything. Violent strike, Rusa's Labelle.
His partner's not here.
Right.
So why is this case?
Because it's from the Freya. And he had a partner at that point.
My father died sometime after she's in the sewer.
The father, again, you want to get into Miklas. I don't know, I don't think you get into Miklas, Kolish guys. I don't think you have to get into that.
Well, his shmita happens when? I mean,
afterwards.
And his declaration is while the father was still alive.
As an aris, he did it.
As an aris, yeah, okay.
Something in my life to touch him, I'm released to call the darm since the door room. I shall have him more complaining. Any netter that you make till I come home, you can't be Mekayim a netter till it happens, till you hear about it. Till she makes it. You can't, the Machloikas or Blazin Rabbanon is nothing to do with our Shaila. It's, can you pre Mekayim, can you be pre Mefer? Before she makes the netter. Can a guy married to his wife say, listen, dear, any netter you make from now on, I'm being Mekayim.
Before the marriage?
After he gets married, in the Yichud room. He tells her, listen, any netter you want to make, it'll be Mekayim. It's worthless. The Pasuk says the netter has to be made before he's Mekayim. You can't be Mekayim a netter that hasn't been made. By Afaretz and Machloikis or Blazin Drabonon, and we will elaborate on this Machloikis when we get to that Mishnah.
Before he knows what it is?
Before it happened. Before she knows what it is.
She may say, you know what, maybe we should break this thing off. He's giving the kindness, you know what he's going to do.
Is this, call him, you can call him the marriage counselor to tell why he did this, right? He, again, the police, can I please state the case?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a month. Again, so you'll call in the marriage counselor, but let me restate the Gemara.
I am the marriage counselor.
Okay, very good. I'm happy to hear that. Now, so we'll call you in, but meanwhile, let's say the Gemara. The guy gets married. He tells his wife the day after the marriage, listen to her, all the desire you want to make from now on, I'm approving now. It's a nothing. You can't approve a net and it doesn't exist. Can you say to your wife, all the dime you make from now on, I am canceling. Rabbi Eliezer said you can. Canceling is different than a kama. Why? We'll see later on the Gemara. You can pre-cancel on the dime before it happened, let alone hear about it. Before it happened, you can pre-cancel the dime. Rabbi Bana say, no pre-canceling the dime before she made it. You can't cancel a netter when it's not there. But Rabbanan agrees that if it's there, you can cancel it before you hear about it. That's what the Gemara wants to prove. The Machloikis is, can you pre-cancel a netter before it happens? There doesn't seem to be a Machloikis if the netter happened already. That means everybody agrees if the netter happened, then you didn't hear about it, you can cancel it. Zog the Gemara again. Tashema. Paim Elishka called the Dharam Shetaduru. Achavim imakomplaini harein kayamim layam akum. Harei Mufarin, Rabbi Yezraim and Mufar, period. B'alei Shama. How can he pre-cancel? He didn't hear about it. Zav de Gemara, Chanami Damil Chishamana. He tells her, I'm pre-mefer in the dorm now, that when I hear, it should kick in retroactively. Before, I mean, he's doing it before she made the netter. Frek de Gemara, B'alei Menhasna, L'chi Shama, L'ay for love. Why is he doing this? And for the Gemara, Savadum, Maturitin, Shaita may be busy. So I'm pre-canceling my darm. I want to take care of this. I want to check off my box. I took care of my wife's nadar.
Why can't that work? If you can see the Shemana, I'm kind with the Shemana. Why?
So again, that's why we're not learning the Sugya now. I said, we'll wait till we get there.
What happened now at the end? He said, I have to hear it, right?
He tells her in the Yichud room. Any netter you make from now on will be mufra when I hear about it.
But he has to hear about it anyhow.
That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Does he have to or not? We're answering that this is not a proof to the Shiloh. Rabbi Bachama asked the Shiloh, do you have to hear the netter to be made for? We're trying to prove that you don't, and the Gemara is saying it's not a proof.
The question is, why is he saying it now? He has nothing else to say to her.
Maybe. So that way he calls you in as the marriage counselor and you'll take care of that.
Married, 4 minutes already, they can't figure out what to talk about.
Not warning her. He's saying he's creating a reality on the ground.
He doesn't have to say anything because either he's warning her or he's not saying anything. In other words, he's telling her, don't even bother thinking about making a net.
It's a nice way of saying that, correct? Because when I hear, it's going to be moved.
Yeah.
Not all the dharma. Right, only the dharma, you're in that which Rabbeinu Lebeinu. He can't, he doesn't control all the other dharma. Dr. Rush.
Well, he's saying very nicely is, when
isn't it good to have a parent's rush?
What happens when here's one, and it, you know what? Now when I'm not May 1st, too late?
Too late.
Wow. That means every one till 104, and we had a couple of this 400, 420, or whatever it was, it's gone. Is there no way to get out of that one?
If you hold, you can be made for before it happens. Rabbanan say you can't be made for before it happens.
No, I'm saying the point now is when he hears about it.
Contrable, yes, they're going to Rabbanan, you can't be pre made for another.
It's
done.
He has to hear about it still.
Yes.
But even if he doesn't, he's upset at that new one. That he wants it to work.
Zantrash.
In that case, based on what Avram just asked.
If he's made for it,
I think Horns are a little alleged that he can be made for it. Then she says, well, I want to make it, and she talks him into it. Did she make a new, the same nest?
No, he did all in the Dharam. I have no idea. Zantrash. Harein Kayamim. Dr. Rush tells you the reason of the difference. It's interesting that the Rush says this reason. Later on, we will see it's not so simple. The Kimlach, Shalai Beliba Lekaimite. We don't take his word seriously. When a guy is doing Makayim, all the Dharm she makes, we say he doesn't mean what he says. Shemati the Dharm Shumit Staro Baishalayim, Venachavitz Makhuma. You never know what his wife will pull off. And she might embarrass him with her netter. Therefore, Venachav, he doesn't want it. I become Makiyim Batos. We consider it a non-kiyum because the Rush is saying a reason. The reason is a kiyum on not knowing what your wife will do, you don't mean it. Because who knows what your wife can pull on you? Whereas a glazer and mufer, the vada call nidarim, nichalei tu mufarim. Every husband doesn't want his wife to make nidarim. Listen, whatever she wants to do, she can do without a netter. Holy shama, filu rabbonu lei pligi alayim, mishum shloi bo'an nidarim l'chval hekim. It never came into reality. Abu Nadarm Shahabru, that happened already, might have demanded from Belay Shmiya. The answer is, he said, Lachi Shaman. So, Velam Eliman Hashta, Ma'acha Deina Forum Be'elis Hachi Yishma, Lama Tzarek Lama Latchi Lachum Forum Chi Yishma Ofer, when he hears, he'll be made for him. Duma Mitaridna Be'yam Shmiya, Beliyili Penaila Ofer, I won't have time. Kach Me'efer Mitchila, Shetokal Hafra, Lemifreya, that it should be Chau, Lemifreya.
That'd be an interesting question. I think someone Moshe might ask this. You may say, the Yichud Robinson, any credit card you're going to be using till 120, I'm disputing now. So, once you put it into the thing, the machine, it's already disputed. That's what Rebbe Lazar would say. It's no good, right? It's good, I mean.
Talk to Mishnah Leiter. You'll have to talk to the credit card company. What do you owe for me?
No, I'm saying it's...
What? Talk to Gemara Leiter, I'm sorry. Tashema. One who tells a guardian. Now, this is more complicated, so let's give the Gemara a chance to explain it. Haimer Lapetropos. Kol Nidarm Shenederes Ishti Mikam Bachavim Mimokam Poyni Hofer. He makes an agent for Afara. He asked his guardian... He's leaving town. His wife is in a 12-year-old girl. And he says to the guardian, listen, you'll be taking care of my wife. I'm asking you to do me a favor, or he's paying him to be the wife's guardian in the sense that he'll take. He's going to be gone for a year. And during that year, she might need things. So he asked the guardian to take care of her.
How old is she?
I picked 12, so you shouldn't tell me to let her take care of herself. From now till I come home. Huffer, please cancel it. Bahavala, and the guardian cancels it. Yochu Yumafarim, I would think it works. Talmud Loime, Isha Yikimena, V'Isha Yifarena. Husbands have the right, not guardians. No shlichas for Hafara. Divrei Rabbi Yashia. Amalei Rabbi Nayanisen, Metzinu B'chola Tairakula, Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai. Not true. You can make a shlich for Hafara. So there's a machloikis tanoim. Can I appoint a guardian to be mefer? But the question is, Lapilu Rabbi Yashin loikamar, Amshin Dixeris Hakosavu, Ishi Yikimena, Vishi Yifarena. The problem Rabbi Yashin has is not that he didn't hear about it. The problem is because the Torah said it has to be the husband. I would kula alma shlukashadim kamaisai. But everybody agrees that if not of Akzeris Akasov, we would say shlukashadim kamaisai. It's Akzeris Akasov that we don't say shlichas here according to Rabbi Yashia. But if not of Akzeris Akasov, Rabbi Yashia would have no problem. I really shamalay, the husband never heard it. And you can't make a shliach on hearing it. Because the Rosh is going to speak out, you can make a shliach on doing hafara, but you can't have the guy's hearing be like your hearing. There's no shlichas on hearing the netter. The husband has to hear the netter. So if you hold the husband has to hear the netter, how does the apotropos help? What is the apotropos doing? So the rest will say. We're not there yet. But the question is, if the husband doesn't hear, so what's the apotropos doing? And for the Gemara, when I hear, should be mufar. The husband tells the apotropos that when I ultimately hear, whatever you're made for should kick in. Why can't he be made for when he hears? I might be busy. Now, the question becomes, so why doesn't he tell his wife everything is mufar when I hear? What does he need an apotropos for? So the Rishonim give different terutzim. Some Rishonim say he doesn't want to upset his wife. Tell her, I made for before I leave, they're not going to leave on good terms. But he tells the apotropos, after I leave, you know, you take care of things. That's why I don't have to fight with my wife now. I'll fight with her when I come back. You know what I mean? That's what some Rishonim, different ways of saying similar kind of answers. So basically, the Gemara is answering that the apotropos thing won't kick in till afterwards. Dr. Rush, I'm a lapotropus. How come Lolly I'm a clump? Shapil Batsman, how come the dharma shouldn't another in the Kayama? He also can't be Makai in the dharma that didn't happen yet. Ishi Ferenab Lashley, Sukhashan Kamaisai, Perigesh Makadish, and Kadushin Yalavamikra. Well, the Shmeele, Shmeele Sapotropus, ain't the Kashmir Samal. Dr. Rush, the hearing of Parabas is not like the husband. Why? The Apishasha Shlik Lover, the Bemidi the Bemela, Lashayach Minu Shlik. You can't make a shliach on something that's not action. Your hearing should be my hearing. It's a midi de memela. Shlichus works on an action. Do kedushin, do gerushin, do this, do that. Say this, say that, but not your hearing should be my hearing. You can't make a shliach on a midi de memela. You don't see in the Torah any parsha that allows shlichus on a thing that happens on its own. Which is Shmia. Ibn Mazar, Mukam Laro Kablazar, Dhamar Baal made for Achle Nadra. Obviously, it's going like the Mandiyama that says you don't have to, you can make the net Hafara before the Netra kicks in. You keep it the Yim Matsi made for, since he can be made for the future Nadarm, Matsi Nami Mashri Shliach Laal for Nadarm Shasid. Ukrash Nidu Laal, the Rabbi Yezer, Ein Hafara Me'elis Achishama. So therefore, the Kash is here. Can he make a shliach to do something he can't do? That's why we said it's going like a blazer that says you can be made for the dorm now. It'll kick in the mafreya. Let him be made for when he hears. So therefore he does it. So the Ran asks, so do it yourself. So the Ran, I want to read the words of the Ran. Frank the Ran, why doesn't he do it himself? So the Ran says, because Ran says a different reason. He says, because she might make the dorm before he leaves that he's happy with. So he doesn't want to rule out all the dorm. Now he's not leaving for another week. So he tells him, when I leave, me do it, take care of it for me. Which means he doesn't want to take care of it now because there's still a week that she might make good in the dorm. Other Rishonim say because he doesn't want to fight with his wife. So therefore, he promotes those things. Everybody